Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and this is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were still the height of technology, and the art of recording music was a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, July the 2nd, and you have found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time to visit some musical history. This week's theme is freedom and the pursuit of happiness. Yesterday, for those in Canada, it was Canada Day, the anniversary of Canadian Confederation. July 4th, in the United States, is Independence Day, the day commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th in 1776. In 1959, the cities of Windsor, Ontario, in Canada, and Detroit, Michigan, in the United States, began co-hosting the celebration of a week-long International Freedom Festival, a festival to celebrate both countries' anniversaries. And in honor of these celebrations, today's episode will feature three tunes that echo the spirit of freedom and the joy of liberation. Through these songs, we'll journey back through the early 20th century, a time when music was beginning to be a powerful vehicle for expressing national pride and the universal desire for freedom. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this melodic voyage together, starting with our first song. And our first song today is Marching Through Georgia, performed by the Zonophone Concert Band in 1906. This piece was composed by Henry Clay Work in 1865, just as the Civil War was drawing to a close. It captures the jubilant spirit following General William Tecumseh Sherman's March to the Sea, a significant military campaign that ran from Atlanta to Savannah. Sherman's march was a bold and destructive path, aimed at crippling the Confederacy's war capabilities, and it played a crucial role in hastening the end of the war. Upon its release, Marching Through Georgia gained traction as a favorite among Union veterans and the general public alike. Its catchy tune and spirited lyrics made it a staple at reunions and patriotic events, where it served as a symbol of victory and freedom. And the song even achieved international acclaim, ultimately being translated into multiple languages and performed around the world. The song has a clear relevance to the theme this week. It encapsulates the joy and liberation and the triumph of freedom over adversity. And it signifies a military victory, of course, but also represents a broader struggle for human rights and justice. Thank you. Today's episode of Three Tune Tuesday is brought to you by Skeleton Brew Coffee. It is your go-to source for the finest, freshest coffee around. Skeleton Brew prides itself on offering six distinct roast types, ranging from light to dark, to suit every coffee lover's needs. Whether you prefer the bright and lively notes of a light roast or the rich, bold flavors of a dark roast, there's something for everyone. Skeleton Brew is committed to ethical sourcing, which is why they exclusively use fair trade coffee. This ensures that the hardworking farmers who grow the beans receive fair compensation for their labor. But their commitment to quality doesn't stop there. All their coffee is roasted in small batches and only after you've placed your order, guaranteeing maximum freshness with every cup. And Skeleton Brew believes in giving back to the community. 10% of all sales are donated to nonprofit arts organizations, helping to support and nurture creativity and artistic expression. And for our Three Tune Tuesday listeners, we have a special offer. Use the coupon code TUNE10, that is spelled TUNE10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first purchase. So go ahead and visit Skeleton Brew Coffee today at https://skeletonbrew.coffee and experience the finest, freshest, most delicious coffee you've ever tasted. Our second song today is The Maple Leaf Forever, performed by the Victor Military Band in 1915. This iconic piece was composed by Alexander Muir in 1867, the year of Canada's Confederation. Muir was a Scottish-born schoolteacher, and he wrote the song to celebrate the unification of the British North American provinces into a single nation. The lyrics and melody capture the pride and excitement that those four provinces and their population were experiencing as they were a new, young country stepping onto the world stage. The Maple Leaf Forever quickly became a beloved patriotic anthem in Canada, and for many years it was sung at national celebrations and school events as an unofficial national anthem. Now, Canada has a great deal of natural beauty, and the song's imagery and chorus resonated with the young nation's understanding of that beauty. And even though it never achieved the status of the official national anthem, it does hold a special place in Canadian culture and history. Muir's song encapsulates the spirit of Confederation and the collective dreams of those Canadians at the time as they embraced their newfound unity. Thank you. So if you're enjoying the show, and if you love diving into the rich history of vintage music, movies, and the golden age of entertainment, then you will want to visit Blind Skeleton at https://blindskeleton.one. Our website is packed with intriguing content that celebrates the timeless charm of yesteryear. At Blind Skeleton, you'll find articles on vintage music, recordings, and maybe some forgotten gems that shaped the soundtrack of the past. Movie reviews cover everything from silent films to the classics of Hollywood's golden age, offering insights and commentary that bring these treasures to life. And that is not all. We invite you to join our vibrant community of vintage enthusiasts on social media. Follow us to stay updated with our latest posts, engage in discussions, and share your passion for all things retro. Whether you're a seasoned collector, or just discovering the beauty of vintage entertainment, Blind Skeleton has something for everyone. So please do visit us at blindskeleton.one and step into a world where the past is always present, and let's keep the spirit of the Golden Age alive together. Our third song today is Yankee Doodle, performed by Charles Harrison and the Broadway Quartet in 1917. Now, this song goes back a long way. It has deep historical roots, and it dates back to the American Revolution. Originally, it was a tune sung by British troops to mock the ragtag appearance and unrefined manners of the American colonists. The colonists, however, with their characteristic resilience and wit, adopted the song as their own, transforming it into a symbol of their burgeoning independence and definitely their defiant spirit. Over the years, Yankee Doodle has become one of America's most enduring patriotic songs. Its catchy melody and its lyrics make it a favorite for everyone to sing wherever they might be. Kids sing it around the schoolyard just about weekly. The song's nature does belie a deeper significance, and it captures the essence of American ingenuity and the ability to turn ridicule into a rallying cry for freedom. It stands as a testament to the American spirit of embracing challenges and emerging stronger out of it. The song's journey from a tool of derision to a fun anthem mirrors the American pursuit of liberty and self-determination. It celebrates the joy of independence and the resilience that defines the American experience.
Father and I went out to camp along with Captain Goodwin, and there we saw the men and the boys as thick as tasting pudding.
Yankee Doodle, peace it off, Yankee Doodle landed. Wind the music and the step and with the girls behind me.
And there was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion, and giving orders to his men, I guess there was a million.
Yankee Doodle, keep it off, Yankee Doodle dandy, find the music and the step and with the girls behind me.
And then the feathers on his hat, they looked so tunnel fine. I wanted test to lead him get to give to my demine.
Yankee Doodle, kick it off, Yankee Doodle, dance it. Find the music and the step and with the girls behind me.
And there they had a smarting gun as big as a log of maple, on a deuced little cart, a load of father's cattle.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, dance it. Find the music and the step and with the girl behind it.
And every time they fired it off, it took a horn of powder. It made a noise like father's gun, only a nation louder.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, dance it. Find the music and the step and with the girl behind it.
I went as near to it myself as Jacob's undertaking, and father went as near again, I thought the truth was in him.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, dance it. Find the music and the step and with the girl behind it.
It scared me so I ran the streets just fast as I remember, till I got home and safely locked in Granny's little chamber.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step and with a dirty handy.
And there I see a little peg in paper made of leather. They knocked upon it with little sticks to call the men together.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step and with a dirty handy.
And there they fight away like fun and play on horns or fiddles, and some had ribbons red as blood all bound around their middles.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step and with the dirty handy.
That brings our show to a close for the week. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of 3 Tune Tuesday. It's always a pleasure to explore new music, and this week's theme had music of freedom and the pursuit of happiness. Each of the songs that we shared this week, Marching Through Georgia, The Maple Leaf Forever, and Yankee Doodle, offers a glimpse into the historical moments and cultural sentiments that have shaped our understanding of freedom and national pride. I hope you enjoyed the songs as much as I did. They not only entertain, but they remind us and they teach us of what our forefathers and foremothers were thinking and going through at the time. Now, as we celebrate Canada Day and U.S. Independence Day, let's reflect on that past and the sacrifices that, you know, our forebears made for the freedoms and the joy that we enjoy today. Don't forget to tune in to next week's show for another journey into the past with some more timeless tunes. For more intriguing content and about vintage music and entertainment, visit Blind Skeleton's website at https://blindskeleton.one and follow us on social media. Until next time, I am Bonaparte, your host, signing off with a warm farewell. May the echoes of history fill you with nostalgia and appreciation for the rich tapestry of our musical heritage.